episode 33. Long, long overdue episode of Mugencast. Oh my goodness. It has been almost a month since I uploaded an episode of Mugencast to any platform whatsoever. I think it's been maybe over a month since I've posted on Instagram, over a month since I've done a blog post, tweeted, probably like over 2 months since I've tweeted, to be honest, because I'm never on Twitter, but wow, it has been a while. So, I was thinking actually about coming back to this episode and then acting like nothing had happened and then just continuing as normal and just saying like, okay, I was on a little bit of break, whatever, and just continuing going from there. But I thought that doesn't really make any sense. It doesn't really show you guys what's been going on with me. And for continuity's sake, I figured I'd take this episode and just tell you guys what's been going on over the past month and why I haven't been creatively active, and how I plan to be creatively active in the future and actually put out content for you guys. And usually I would have notes and stuff like that written out for an episode. This week I'm literally going off the top of my head, so I'm probably going to be saying things multiple times, repeating myself, forgetting things. There might be some gaps in between. If anything, maybe I'll try to just edit them out, whatever. But no notes. My hands are completely free. I don't have my phone nearby to read off of for any advice. It's just going to be me just going, basically. So hopefully you guys enjoy that. Hopefully you guys have been good over the past month as well that I've been away. It feels weird not interacting at all with like the people who listen and enjoy my content, listen to my content, enjoy my content in any form, whether it's on Instagram here or here on iTunes, Spotify, whatever. It's just weird. But anyway, so let's get in. What's been going on with me? So I uploaded an episode of Mugencast near the end of October, like October 28th or near Halloween, somewhere around that. And then I didn't really do anything since then. And also taking pictures, I stopped around that same time. It's been about a month, if not a little bit more. And honestly, I mean, one of the major reasons was just because I've been busy. It's been a lot of work. It's been a lot of other annoying things, really. And it's that's taken up a lot of my time. And it seems like when I'm done with those things, the things I have to do, like the energy I have left over is just not enough to do creative things. Or it's just, I just can't really muster up the energy to do creative things, which is an excuse because, I mean, you can make time for things that you want to make time for. But I feel like I was just trying to taking the coward's way out in that regard and letting my exhaustion from other facets of my life stop me from creating and doing something that improves my life and makes me feel better. So definitely not a smart decision on my choice. And that's what's been going on basically for the past four or five weeks. In addition to that, I didn't really feel like I was going in a set direction with what I was doing. Like I was doing things that I felt like I had been doing for a while, not necessarily things that I believed in doing and in a way that I wanted to do it. So like uploading pictures on Instagram, for example, like that was cool, but it's like why am I doing this? Like what's the point of it all? Like why am I uploading these pictures to this platform? Why am I wanting to get likes from this platform? Why am I doing these things? Like it's cool. Like I understand that everyone does that, so it's probably the reason why I do it, to be honest, or at least at some level. But I want it to be more than that. And just like I had just lost that drive, honestly, I just lost that drive to create things. And I've been through phases like this before, and this one was just like those other ones in the past where I just thought like, what's the point of all this? So that was one side of it. And then I didn't feel like I had anything good to offer creatively either. Like I was just thinking about like the things that I could be making. I'm like, that's boring. I've done that before. I don't want to rinse and repeat and recycle and just be putting out things that are just garbage just for the sake of putting it out. Like I hate that. And I feel like when I've done that before, and when I get into that state, I just feel like I'm not being true to myself creatively. So that was another reason why I hadn't really been as active as I should have been. What else? I'm trying to think of other things that have happened. Honestly, I think those are the main two, like not being creatively inspired and just being busy with other things. And honestly, I think I kind of took this hiatus on purpose. Like, it's not to say that there were no days that I could have created anything and I've just been like back against the wall, like getting all this stuff thrown at me. Like, I could have definitely created things, but with those two things combined, it just made me think like I need to like recalibrate, refocus, and like get a set tone to what I'm doing here. So I'm actually going in a legitimate direction and I can be happy with the direction I'm going in. Like when I'm sitting in and thinking about thinking back about things that I've done or thinking back on things that I've done over the past, say, week or 2 weeks or whatever, I could say, okay, I went from this to that. And we're progressing. That I just didn't feel that, which bothered me. And when I felt like I would always be saying to myself, like, okay, today I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to get back on a set course and I'll be good to go. Like, then I'll start creating again. And then it wouldn't happen. And then it wouldn't happen the next day. And then it wouldn't happen the next day. And it wouldn't happen the next day. And it just kept on going over and over and over again until I realized, like, I'm in a rut. I'm in a creative slump right now that I can't really get out of. And it's just like, and I hate that. I detest when I say I'm going to do something and I don't do it. Especially when it's something I enjoy and I'm just letting my mind stop me from doing. And that's one thing, if there's going to be like a point or some type of lesson to be learned from this episode, hopefully all my mistakes are lessons to you guys. But this one I really want to point out, especially of like when you, or at least when I, maybe you guys do this too, when I think myself into a bad mood, I think that's the worst feeling. Not necessarily just because I don't get done what I want to get done, but I was the reason. There's nothing else I can be blaming. It was Dimitri's fault that whatever thing didn't get done because I thought about it too hard. I overthought the situation, or I thought this is going to be so hard, and you put so much pressure on it and you make it seem so much harder than what it's going to be, and you big it up to be like this crazy thing. Like, sitting down to make a podcast is like calculus homework or something. Like, it's so simple, it's so easy, and I make it out to be this big thing that I need to be so prepared for, and needs to be so organized and structured, and if I don't, it's gonna be a bad episode, and why record a bad episode or whatever. And then you just end up not doing it because you heap those negative thoughts on yourself. I do that all the time. It's very detrimental to my creative flow. So that's one thing that really kind of bothered me when I was saying I was going to do something one day, then I would think about it more like, I probably shouldn't do it. And that's one thing I've been trying to, and I really have only instituted this recently, unfortunately. I wish I was doing this throughout the entire month hiatus. I want to think myself into a the complete opposite of what I want to do. I want to think myself into a more positive headspace rather than a more negative one where I would say, man, I can't do this. Well, let's talk about the reasons why you can do it, or that it is achievable, or that today is a good day instead of a bad day. And I think this is something that could help a lot of people, because I feel like a lot of people do this. Like, it's almost like a pessimistic voice that's in your head all the time. And it's like, it's a constant like battle between light and dark and which side is going to win. And on those days where you have consecutive losses to the pessimistic voice, it's just very, I guess, hurtful in a way, because you just feel bad, whether it's warranted or not warranted. So that was one thing I was struggling with. It's just something I always struggle with, but even in this period, it was even more pronounced. And it was so weird having people come up to me and say, man, like, you haven't put out anything in a while. Like, when is something coming out? Like, what are you doing next? What are you up to? And I would say, oh, you know, like, something's coming out eventually. I'll get to it. And then I don't get to it. And I'm like, man, like, I'm letting those people down, which is really terrible. So, yeah, that's been the negative side of things over the past month or so that I've kind of just been going through. And I don't want to say going through like it's some like terrible like tragedy I'm going through. It's really not. You know, life could be a whole lot worse, but I don't know, when I'm not creating, and this is the stupid thing, when it's like call it a catch 22, but it's just a stupid thing that I do where if I'm not creating, I'm not happy. You know, it's really that simple for me. Like, if I'm not making something every day or achieving a goal or going full throttle towards something, like, I'm not in a good mood. I'm not a happy person. I'm not me, really. But knowing this, I still won't be able to force myself or still won't force myself or still won't, like, have that impetus within myself to create something. Like, if you like something so much, why don't you do it? Or if you, or maybe it's the feeling that I like from something, and I'm still not doing it, which it just doesn't make sense to me. But I mean, I guess we always do that. I mean, you love going to the gym, you love being in good shape, but you still tell yourself that the gym is hard and you don't feel like going. It's like, maybe it's just a lack of effort on my part and a lack of willingness to I guess, go through those periods of suffering, even though it's not really suffering, or I guess periods of hard work to get to that feeling. It's like I can do it in blinks and in certain instances, and you see flashes of it, but I'm not able to put it all together. And I've been listening to a really, really good podcast. It's helped to put me back in a better headspace and a better mood in terms of creating. The Collective Podcast with Ash Thorpe. He does it, I think it's on iTunes and maybe Spotify as well, and maybe a few other platforms, but it's super, super insightful. If you're a true creative or trying to be a creative, or just an individual that you think, or you think of yourself as imaginative or entrepreneurial, whatever, his podcast is one you have to listen to. He goes so deep on the, like, the psychological aspects of creativity, just the mental side of it. And he's so transparent with his process. Like, he tells you the weird, the strange, the interesting, the sad, the happy, everything. Like, he has his process down to a science, and he understands himself so well. It makes me jealous, honestly. But while I was listening to that podcast, I was, I think it was one episode he had with this one creative dude. I think this was episode 216 to 18 something. It's a recent one. He's done a ton of these. This podcast has been going on forever. And I think the guy's name was Vitaly Burgerov, something like that. And he was making an interesting point of that. You have to, like, almost in a way embrace your suffering, or embrace the enjoyment of hard work and that type of thing, and know that, like, this is the only way. Like, there's no shortcut, there's no way around it. As much as you want to think and try and twist and turn and get around the fact that you have to do this to get to this feeling, there's nothing there. You just have to accept that your mind is drawing you back in a certain facet or a certain way by you thinking yourself into a bad mood, or thinking things are worse than they are, and you need to just get rid of that and just push through that wall. At the end of the day, that's it. That's what it comes down to, just straight flat out. And I think I overthink it, overanalyze it, and I big it up to be something way more than it is. And at the end of the day, it's a simple, I'm going to do this or I'm not going to do this decision. And you live with the consequences of that. Or either I'm going to create and I'm going to build the life I want to build, or I'm not going to create and I'm going to be sad. You know, like, it really is that simple. And when I sit back and I just break it down to that level, it's like, it's liberating in a way, because now all the complications, all that crazy stuff is out of it. It's just whether or not I'm going to sit in this chair, sit at my desk and just pump out ideas, or I'm just try to pump out. Even if nothing comes out, am I going to force myself to create on a day-to-day basis every single day for, you know, a certain period of time a day? Like, it has to be broken down like that. And I think I feel like I say this a lot of the times when I'm in a rut, but I'm really tired of having to go back and forth in these creative slumps. Like, I want to get it down to the point where it's just every day I'm doing this, X, Y, and Z for this amount of time, and I'm seeing that progression. It's not getting cut off, and I know I'm heading in a direction that I want to be heading in. That's the goal, honestly, and that's the way I want to be feeling every day. You know, I want that to be the way my compass is pointing all the time. And right now I'm just not quite there. But what I've been trying to do, so let's get to the positive side of this podcast. That first part was a little depressing, but it, you know, that had to be said. I want to be completely transparent with you guys on what I'm going through. So hopefully it's helping you guys too. That's the point of this podcast, in at least in some capacity. Excuse my throat. I'm a tad bit sick. Not really, but my throat was kind of been scratchy. But anyway, crap, what was I about to say? This is exactly what I was talking about when I said I might lose my train of thought. Oh yeah, what I've been doing to combat that. By the way, I have a terrible memory. If you guys don't know that about me, I'm terrible at memorizing things or being able to remember simple events or whatever. Anyway, So what I've been doing to combat that. So when I've been listening to that collective podcast, that might seem like a really small step, but that podcast is, it's a lot to consume just in an audio form. Like, I wish I had a visual just to kind of hold my attention more, but just having your headphones and sometimes you're multitasking when you're listening to podcasts, that one you really have to sit down, like turn off the external stimuli and just listen to what this dude and whoever the guest is, whatever they're talking about. You just have to sit down and consume that, think about it, listen to the episode twice in some cases, and you'll really be able to glean stuff from it. And it's really helpful. At least it's been really helpful for me. So that's one thing I've been doing. I've also been trying to really monitor what I'm doing with my time. Because how much time, you know, I was thinking about this today, and it really was unsettling. How much time do you spend on senseless things? Like things that are like add no value to your day or your life whatsoever. It's scary how much we do. How much of that stuff we let in, I should say. So I was sitting today just, I think I was either on break at work or just waiting for my shift to start something. And I was just sitting there thinking, like, right now I would be on Instagram scrolling through my timeline, maybe tapping on a few pictures, et cetera, et cetera. But, like, what does that mean? I literally just wasted 5 minutes. You know, I didn't propel myself forward in anything. I didn't do anything that was valuable. It was just 5 minutes in time that were just completely wasted on something that's stupid. And what I got from Instagram, I doubt I got anything meaningful. It's rare that you're going to find meaningful content in this day and age on social media, honestly, unless you're specifically looking for it. But if you're just trolling your timeline, you're just going to see BS, really. And I thought about that and I magnified it to that entire day, that entire week, that entire month. How many hours am I losing just putting my time into things that don't matter whatsoever? And it's so funny because I've heard people talk about this, but until you have your own breakthrough and realization of it, you really don't truly realize how crazy it is and how much time you're wasting. And it was, and when I was magnifying it in my mind, I then realized, like, that's where all the wasted time is coming from. Why I feel tired throughout the day, even though I got a decent amount of sleep, is because I could have got more sleep if I didn't, you know, waste my time on an inane, stupid content or inane, stupid activities. And that's, the sleep is just an example, but just magnify that to whatever you want to get more of. If you want to go to the gym more, if you want to pursue your passion more, if you want to become a better photographer, a better videographer, think of how much time you could dedicate to something that you actually care about and you actually want to cultivate. You know, think about how much time you could put towards that if you just subtracted it from other things that are meaningless. Like a boring social media timeline or like a stupid TV show that doesn't really matter. You know, I thought about this as well. How many times I'd watched like a Netflix show or a show on Hulu or just a show on regular cable television. And I'm like, why did I just sit down and watch that? That wasn't relaxing. That wasn't enriching in any way. It was just worthless. It was just a wasted space of time in my life. And I don't know, maybe it's, I'm getting old and I'm starting to think of things in like a macro view, but that was really scary to me. So with that, I've really been starting to monitor how I'm using my time on a day-to-day basis. I've really only been doing it for maybe a few days now, but I feel, and I'm not even doing it well, cause I still, it's like I'm addicted to stupid content and stupid things. I still have things, a lot of time and things that I could cut out of my day, but just with the little advances I've made so far, I feel more empowered for one. I feel more productive and I feel more purposeful. And it's funny, one of the like slogans of the collective podcast that with Ash Thorpe that I was telling you guys about before is that I think one of his sayings is like, be amazing, be awesome, be prolific, or something like that. Like, that purpose, that drive, that meaning towards what you're doing, I feel like he pushes that so hard, and I'm really starting to understand why. He's like a 30-odd-year-old creative, and he's like, I feel like he's like a lifetime ahead of me with the things that he's like preaching. And I don't know, it doesn't hit you until it hits you, type of thing. You don't know about it until you know. But that's one thing I've really been trying to institute. Be purposeful, be calculated with how I'm spending my time. So at the end of the day, I can look back, or the end of the week, I can look back, or the end of the month, I can look back and say, okay, I want to do X, Y, and Z. I got X, Y, and Z done, and I'm moving on to the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And that aligns right back with what I was talking about before, of saying that I want my creative goals to be aligned and going in a certain direction, not just scattered all around. Like, I want to know that I'm being purposeful. And yeah, those are two big ones. In addition, I've also realized fitness is a huge, I'm not even sure why. I guess it's just a huge plus in terms of how productive I'm going to be towards my day. Like, I knew, and that's the thing, all these things are things that I know, but I don't know them enough to institute them and make them integral parts of my day and of my, like, chemistry. Like, I knew for a long time that the gym and fitness and things like that, it really drove me. It was like my version of like a cup of coffee in the morning. Like, I had to go to the gym to really get my day started off right. And I feel like if I don't exercise and don't do some sort of physical fitness just to, I guess, strengthen my body and my mind, I just feel off. And throughout that month period that I've been on this creative hiatus, and I think one of the reasons why this hiatus even came about was because my fitness also fell off. You know, I wasn't going to the gym 4 or 5 times a week. I was going 2 times a week, 3 times a week. And on those days where I woke up and I was either too lazy to go, or I just was too tired or didn't have the inclination, or whatever excuse or reason that I came up with, my day just felt off. It felt weird. And I didn't have the inclination or the drive to create either. It's like it goes hand in hand, and you realize how many things in your day, in your life, go hand in hand with one another, and that chain reaction, you can see it like tumbling down or building up. The topic I was actually going to talk about for this podcast was the momentum of motivation, and how, like, successes lead to more successes, failures lead to more failures, and understanding the momentum and the stage of that or which way the wave is going is so important in being able to really be prolific and productive with your endeavors. Because if the tides are in your favor, you can really ride that to be more successful over time, versus if you're constantly having to fight through this problem or the next problem or, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You have to realize those moments where you've really captured everything and you're doing everything the way you should be doing it, and just like pound it as much as you can then, because those periods don't always last long. Like, you're not always in the zone. You know, I'm saying for this month, I've been trying to get back into my kind of creative routine for the longest, and you see how long it's taken me. It's because that momentum was in a negative direction, and I have to switch it back to a positive one and keep it there for as long as possible, because inevitably there's going to be creative ruts like this. Like, this is not the last one I'm going to have. You know, seasoned creators like Ash Thorpe and like the people he has on his show do still have problems, but at the end of the day, they know that, okay, this is a stage, it's only a phase, I'm going to work through this, I'm going to get better, I know the things I need to attune myself towards, and the things I need to do to get me back on track. I need to work on this project. I need to plan out this project in X, Y, and Z way. I need to force myself to get outside and create this, this, and this. I need to go to the gym. I need to eat these certain things. It's, you know, everything's so interconnected and meaningful and valuable to you. It's like you really can't leave any stone unturned in your day. And what I mean by that is you need to know that everything you're putting in is a valuable part of the overall, I guess you could say, recipe that is going to propel you to your dream life or your dream outcome. That was a lot, but I hope you guys understand what I'm saying. So yeah, that's really been what I've been changing. It's just looking at things for what they can provide me and what it really means to me in my day and my overall goals, and if those things aren't really in alignment with that, why am I even doing them? And yeah, that's I think that's a really powerful lesson that we can all we can all implement. Like, there's always a way to streamline what you're doing right now. There's always a way to make yourself more efficient. And maybe there's an upper limit of that you shouldn't be going too far with. Fair, you know, that's a fair point. But you should be trying to get as close to that upper limit as you can. You know, there's going to be a time that you hit a wall, but if you really don't think that you're challenging yourself and you're not hitting a wall with your efficacy, and you know, why are you holding yourself back? That's really the question. Also another thing I've been doing, and this is actually one I kept up with decently. I've been reading a lot. I was reading nonfiction before. Now I've switched to kind of like some, I wouldn't even say self-help books, but more along the lines of things that relate to what I was just talking about, basically. I've actually started one. I think it's How to Maximize Your Potential, Grow Yourself, and like have an amazing career or something like that. It's really interesting. And it's specifically for creative individuals. It's not like an entrepreneurial book of like, you need to learn this, this, and this about the stock market and you can be a millionaire. Like, it's not one of those. It's more breaking down the makeup of the modern day creative individual and how that individual can be prosperous in this landscape. Because, and as this was actually said on that same episode I referenced before of The Collective Podcast with Vitaly Burgerov, I hope I'm saying his name right, this is the best time to be a creative. Like, the best time is right now. In the future, that will be the best time, because it's being a digital nomad, I guess you could say, is really, it's a viable career option right now. And 20 years ago, 30 years ago, it really wasn't. When you see what they were working with and how they were treated for what they were doing, like, it wasn't as accepted as it is now. And it's only heading more in that direction. So this is a great time for the creative individual to flourish. And how do you do that? You know, that's the real question. So that's what that book is kind of tackling. It's breaking down different, I guess, not necessarily falsehoods, but like preconceived or popular opinions and popular thought about the working world and what it means to be creative in the working world and what it means to be a successful individual in the working world, breaking down those traditional structures and reimagining them or reconstructing them in a more 21st century creatively inclined view. You know, it makes it more digestible to the creative of, okay, this is what they say this is, but this is truly how you can utilize it and maximize it to grow your potential and be the best version of you, which is really dope. And as me trying to build my own little brand thing here, it's really helpful to me. So that's one thing I've been keeping up on decently is the reading. I'm actually, after I finish this podcast, it's about 12:30 right now. I'm going to read before I head to sleep, hopefully get done maybe a chapter or so, of that book. And maybe I'll start doing kind of like a book club or a book review each week. I think that could be an interesting segment to add. Maybe I pick a book, put it on my story, we choose, and we all read it together. I maybe talk about it 5-10 minutes in my podcast episode, or maybe even brief little things, on Instagram or whatever. And hopefully we can kind of all start digesting this valuable content together and discussing it and having like an open kind of forum about it. I think that would be really dope. What else do I need to talk about? I would love to talk about what's coming next project wise and what I'm wanting to get started. Actually, I can. What I'm going to be doing, one of the, I guess you can say, conclusions I came to through all of my thinking, laziness, and inactivity was that I want to redesign my website and make it more professional, make it more me, and make it reflect and have it reflect more of what I actually do and what I want to be doing in the future, which is photography, videography, and work that is impactful, valuable, and makes people feel something. I think my website right now is very all over the place. I have photos in one, I have blogs kind of rolled into it, and I think I can have all those things on one website, but I need to organize it in a better way that will make it easier for it'll make it easier for the person coming to my website to find a certain thing for them to find that. So if you're coming for the blogs, you'll go right to the blog page and you'll know where it is. It's not going to be mixed in with the photos and mixed in with this part and mixed in with my social media. Like, I want it to be more organized. So I might shut down my website for maybe a few weeks, a month, and just sit down and get everything laid out the way I wanted to. I've been typing out ideas, checking out other websites that I like and kind of seeing their formats and seeing how I can reconstruct mine to look more like theirs and get it to where I want it to be. So that's going to be kind of my next project. Also, I want to do, holidays are coming up. I think I want to do some family photos. I've done one shoot for one of my manager's friends, my manager's family the other day, which was pretty cool. I'm actually going to have those pictures up on my website at some point, maybe because I'm doing this whole reconstruction. You won't even see it until that's done. So, but those will go up. I think I want to do some shoots. I just want to get out and create, honestly. Like, I feel like a shut-in, and maybe the weather's as a part of that. And I actually have a blog post that I wrote out about how the weather can affect your creativity. But even if that is the case, I just want to get out, create, and just get back to being me, because this doesn't feel like me right now. And I'm just going to leave it at that, honestly. I'm not going to keep this running for too long. It's already 30 minutes. I hope you enjoyed the episode. I hope you enjoyed hearing what I've been going through, how I'm trying to tackle it. And I hope you will be interested in seeing how this journey turns out and being on it with me. I think it'll be really cool for not only for me to grow and for you guys to see, but for you guys to grow and for me to see it. Like, I really want that two-way dialogue with my listeners. So yeah, that has been Mugencast episode 33. I'm not sure what I'm going to call this one, but this is what I've been up to, or that's what I've been up to. That's why I haven't been creating. I apologize for all those people who actually really enjoy my content and been waiting for it, but I'm hoping I can come back stronger and better now that I have a better mindset to go along with it. So thank you. Appreciate you listening. Stay tuned for what's coming next and the next episode. I will be doing it on time for next week. And hopefully have a really cool topic to talk about. Peace.